how odd it is that our gospel for today, really, this incredibly important day, begins with a theft. Jesus sends the disciples into town and says, "Go steal a horse." And those who were there, I mean, you can imagine as a shop owner, some people show up and your colt is tied to the door of your place and someone comes and starts to untie it. You know, what are you doing? And their reply is, "The Lord has need of it." And that makes all the difference. Our day, our life, our religion starts with another theft as well. Later on, we will hear about the theft of a life. And even that seems so wrong. But it isn't quite a theft. Jesus gives up his life because we have need of it. The colt is stolen because the Lord needs it. And Jesus' life is stolen away because of our need for that life. God gives his only Son on this day coming forward so that we can find life itself. We start out all happy and excited and waving branches and being absolutely nutty. Little kids get really big palm branches, bigger than they are. And we get a chance to be joyful because God has come. Hosanna in the highest. God is giving it all. It's the big party. But how quickly that will change. In the scripture, just a few days later, Jesus is undressing and girding his loins and kneeling before his disciples, washing their feet. And the next day, he dies. Life stolen away. It's almost too quick for us. It happens in an instant, in an eye blink. But we have need of it in the same way that Christ had need for the colt. For through that 3 days, through the life, death, resurrection of Jesus, we will find our life so that it can never be stolen away again. So though we know what's coming ahead in just a little while, as we leave this, let us rejoice as if we didn't know. I know I'm preaching to the choir because you're all here. Oh, so am I. But you know, it's interesting. I read something that said recently, you can tell about the spiritual health of a congregation if they have more people in church on Good Friday than on Mother's Day. But I do feel sorry for those people who will only be here for Easter Day, who will miss this journey, this march around the church, this journey into the death of Jesus, that isn't just a bookend, but shapes us and binds us together. They'll be here for the brass and the choir and the singing and the joy, all of which is really great. But oh, to be here for the whole journey. And I thank you for being here today. Our gospel begins with a theft and ends with a theft. But as Jesus had need of the colt, so we too have a need for Christ. Amen.